Childersburg Tigers play right here. Welcome to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network and the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union pregame show. Sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Brown Heating and Cooling, State Farm Agent Ron Carroll, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Ineos, Childersburg Parks and Recreation and the City of Childersburg, First Baptist Church of Childersburg, Alabama Termite, Atkinson Homes, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga, Donahue Physical Therapy, Edward Jones agent Jesse Gong, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Marble City Pharmacy, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the Donald Comer Softball Complex in Sylacauga. I'm Dave McCurley. Welcome in to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. It is county tournament softball time, and this morning on a lovely day, on a lovely Saturday, both Sylacauga and Childersburg, your Childersburg Tigers, are in the loser's bracket. Sylacauga losing to last night. They lost to Lincoln. And then, of course, Childersburg losing to Fayetteville 1-0. So everybody's ready to go here as Sylacauga and Childersburg get set to do battle. I think Sylacauga will be the home team in this. We'll step aside and take a break. When we come back, your starting lineups and your first pitch from the Donald J. Comer Complex.
Are pests bothering you at home or work? Alabama Termite and Pest Control can help. Whether it's rodents, termites, bugs, or hornets, they'll handle it quickly and safely. Call 256-378-6903 for a free termite treatment estimate, or stop by their office in Childersburg. Proudly serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties. Don't let pests take over your space. Call Alabama Termite and Pest Control today and get your home back.
From Radio Alabama Sports, Childersburg Tigers softball is on the air. This is the Domtar Tiger Sports Network, presented by Alta Point. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Radio Alabama Sports. Game on. All your local high school sports action is at radioalabamasports.net. And RA Digital, your local digital advertising solution. Target your specific customer, employee, and audience while building brand awareness. It's easier than you think. Online at radigital.media. Now, here's the voice of the Tigers, David McCurley.
Thank you, and welcome back to the Donald J. Comer Complex as Maddie Brooks will step in and lead things off for Coach Cam Mazzell, who's celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Coach Mazzell. I'm glad you look as good as you do at 49. So he'll get tickled at that. Maddie Brooks will be facing Maddie Gardner in the circle for Coach Tara Davis and the Sylacauga Lady Aggies. And we're set to go in the first pitch to Maddie. She's bunting down that third base line, and they'll let it roll foul. And it's a good thing she was already turning going to second. And it'll be Maddie Brooks, Kelsey Kelly, and Deanna Swain do up here in the top half of inning number one. Loser is done. Winner will go on and face the winner of B.B. Comer and Mumford, who is going on the field over here behind me. That one's high to Maddie Brooks, one ball, one strike. Beautiful day for high school softball. Glad you could be with us here from the Donald J. Comer Complex. If you don't know where that is, out at the end of Twin Street, come on out. Lots of softball today. There's a ground ball from Maddie to second, and they'll throw her out at first base. And so far in this tournament, she still is struggling from the dish. That's one out here in inning number one. had to bring up Kelsey Kelly last night against Fayetteville. Kelsey Kelly, she was really the only person that I thought really swung the bat well for Sylacauga. She was 2 for 2, 2 singles. That one is high and away to Kelsey, 1-0. It'll be Kelsey and then Deanna Swain to try to get some runs across against Maddie Gardner and the Aggies. There is a strike, 1-1. A lot of people already out here. There'll be more to come. If you're wondering, two teams in the winner's bracket that'll play at 12 o'clock that have not been beaten yet will be Fayetteville and Lincoln. Kelsey pops one up from that first base side. It's going to get out of play. And the Lady Wolves and the Lady Golden Bears will do battle over here at 12 o'clock to see who will be in the championship series. So see how that goes here in a little bit. Right now, it's Childersburg, your Lady Tigers, and the Sylacauga Lady Aggies. No scores. We're just underway. Kelsey Kelly, the second batter of the day. One out, nobody on. And she pops one up. This one's going to be to second base as well. And putting that away just like she did the first out is Brooklyn Harris. And that is two outs early here in inning number one. And here comes Deanna Swain. It looks like the Mumford Lady Lions have just struck first against B.B. Comer, just hit a two-run homer. Here's Deanna Swain inside, ball one. As I mentioned, if you want to come on out, there's lots to eat here. There's people selling pork skins and, of course, the concession stand. There's a swing and a miss by Deanna at off-speed pitch, and it's 1-1. All kinds of ways you can get you some lunch or supper before you leave here this evening. Plenty of softball to watch. One ticket price gets you in. And I want you to look at the cars out there. This place is getting full, so if you want to come, there's still room for you. And there's a pop-up out in the short right field, and that's going to fall in for a base hit for Deanna Swain. She just placed it right where nobody was. And so now Childersburg has a runner on with two outs. That'll bring up Taraji Jones. Now, this young lady here has got some pop in her bat, and she needs to get going. And that's one of the players talking with Coach Cam Mazzell. We talked about it, that really needs to kind of get a big hit and get her confidence going. And she's at the plate and takes ball one. Gardner from the circle. Deanna Swain at first. There are two outs in the top of the first. Taraji fist one foul down that third base line, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike, two outs, and a runner at first for Childersburg in the top of the first. And Maddie Gardner deals the 1-1 pitch to Taraji Jones. It's high, 2-1. And I'm going to tell you again, I'm going to mention this. If you are coming to the base or softball fields today, keep your head on a swivel when you walk in. There'll be fly balls and foul balls going everywhere. That one's outside. It's 3-1. If it gets to her, Addison Giles will hit next. Taraji waits for the offering. She lifts one high to second base to Brooklyn as well. She put away all three outs this inning. So one hit, we leave her on base. We'll go to the bottom of the first inning where there's no score between Sylacauga and Childersburg. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
Allen, oh yeah, Allen Brew Markets.
If you've got a heart for helping folks and want a job where what you do really matters, AltaPoint Health is hiring right here in the community. They've got positions open from Clay County to Sylacauga, including direct support professionals and therapists, and some jobs even let you work from home. No experience, no problem. AltaPoint offers on-the-job training, great benefits, and real room to grow. Caring is their calling. Text AltaJobs to 97211 and find your fit today.
Performance matters on and off the field. That's why drivers everywhere trust Ineos, delivering the power and protection your engine deserves. The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is built by Ineos.
Welcome back to the Donald J. Comer Complex. Dave McCurley with you here on a beautiful Saturday for softball. Childersburg unable to get one across in the top of the first. Sylacauga coming to bat, and they'll have Darby, Hathcock, and Harris do up against Jade Landers, who first pitches way outside and low, 1-0. Kelby Darby, Kenley Hathcock, and Brooklyn Harris in the first inning. I'll get you the Lady Tiger defense here in just a second. That one's high, 2-0. Around at third will be Taraji Jones, shortstop Maddie Brooks. Second base will be Brianna Swain. Over at first, Deanna Swain. And then in the outfield, you'll have Addison Giles, Kelsey Kelly, and Alicia McKinney around left for right. And it's 3-0 now to Darby. And behind the plate today, of course, as I mentioned, is Lexi Smith. And in the circle is Jade Landers, and she got a 3-0 count. Got to come across here. And that one is outside and on four pitches. That's not a good start for the Tigers as Darby draws a four-pitch walk. And here comes Kenley Hathcock, who's one of the faster players on this Lady Aggie team. She'll bat from the left-handed side as well. Tries to bunt, gets it down. Taraji's got it. They'll throw her out at first on a good play by Taraji Jones, who was playing in from third. And she's over to Deanna Swain for out number one. But moving into scoring position is Darby. And now you got Brooklyn Harris and Elena Bryant, the two veterans of this Lady Aggie team, to try to get her home. And this girl can change the complexion of this game with one swing right here. She pops one up. Will it stay in play? It does. Lexi, behind the plate, puts it away. That is a big out for the Chillsburg Tigers. And Brooklyn flies out in foul territory to the catcher. And now there's two outs with a runner at second for Elena Bryant. And she'll step in with two outs and a runner at second. No score in the bottom of the first. That one bounces up there, 1-0. Pitch, high, and she got Elena the swing at it, 1-1. See if we can kind of scounder that opening walk on four pitches at second. See if we can leave her there. The 1-1 lifted out in the center field and drifting back, really in the back of the infield, is Maddie Brooks to make the catch for out number three. That will do it for the Aggies. No hits. They leave one on base with a walk. And we will go to inning number two. No score between Sylacauga and Childersburg. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Looking for more room to grow? Atkinson Homes on Highway 280 in Childersburg has just what you need. Whether it's a two-bedroom starter or a spacious four-bedroom layout, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier homes offer comfort, quality, and smart design. With flexible financing like FHA, VA, and land home options, they make it easy to get moving. And yes, warranties and new appliances are part of the deal. Start browsing today at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen. Stop by and got me some cold drinks this morning, and just a lovely place to do business with. You can get your gasoline, your cold drinks, food, anything you want from any of the Allen Brew Markets around the Coosa Valley area. Tim Allen and his staff do a great job. And, of course, they've been in business. You know, I told Jacob yesterday, that store on the hill up there on Highway 280 has been open every day since 1973, folks. That's a long time. And leading things off and filing one away for Childersburg is Addison Giles, and she's in the hole at 0-1. The 0-1 pitch inside, ball one. Gardner with the 1-1 offering to Addison Giles. That one skips up there, and did it hit her? It did. She'll be on at first with nobody out. That's a good start to the Tiger second. That'll bring up Alicia McKinney. Now, that was another one that Coach Cam Mazzell said, I hope we can get her going today. She's a very important part of this Tiger team. She wants to bunt and bunts it back into the screen. 0-1. B.B. Comer and Mumford doing battle over here behind me. I'll try to get an update on that game here in just a little bit. Beautiful day today, sun-drenched Donald J. Comer Complex. If you don't know where that is, come out to Twin Street and just go. Good bunt by McKinney. They're going to have a hard time getting her. She's safe. She beat it by half a step. Down at second will go Addison Giles and Alicia McKinney. What a bunt that was, and it was picked up by Gardner. That thing couldn't have been placed any better between home plate and the pitcher circle. So two runners on now with a hit batsman and now an infield bunt by McKinney, and that'll bring up Lexi Smith with two on and nobody out. She's wanting to bunt, lays down a good one, but it's going to roll foul down that third base line. Here's the next pitch. She bunts it foul again. So 0-2 now on Lexi Smith. Tigers catcher today. She can play a lot of different positions. Playing behind the plate for Coach Cam Mazzell today. The 0-2 bounces up there, and that's a good stop by Darby behind the plate to keep those runners at first and second. Coach Tim Latass in the first base box. He's tying Alicia's shoe for her in a little tighter where she can speed up a little bit, I think. The 1-2, way outside, 2-2 now from Gardner. Lexi trying to move those runners around in a scoreless game against Sylacauga. As we play in the top of the second in the Talladega County Softball Tournament, Smith steps in. She grounds one down to short. They'll go to third. Do they get it? and they're going to call her out, and they're going to appeal that. They thought she was not on the base pad. And sliding into third was Addison Giles. And now the umpires are going to talk about Addison staying on the base until they make a decision here. And she is out. So tough luck for the Tigers there. Good play by Elena Bryant going to third. Get that lead runner. Score that 6-5 in your book for the first out on a fielder's choice. Still runners at first and second now for the Tigers. And coming to the plate is Madison Latast. And fly ball just came out in front of me from the other field, I tell you. You got to keep your head on a swivel around here, even if you're on top of the deck and got a bird's eye view of everything. I don't know what the delay is. Our home plate umpire writing some things down on his pad. I don't know if Cam Mazzell was protesting that call. I don't know, but one out now. Runners at first and second. They got the lead runner, and here's Latast. And she had a good cut and fouled it back into the screen, 0-1. Childersburg and Siliconga to see who advances and who goes home in the Talladega County Tournament. That misses. 1-1 to Latast. Winner of this game will play the winner of the game behind us over here, Mumford and Comer. Good off-speed pitch. And it got Latast swinging, and she actually foul-tipped it. Darby couldn't hang on, but the runners have to stay there. They were going to move up. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Gardner. High, 2-2. Still a lot of people filing in. There's still room for you. If you want to come out to the softball complex and see a lot of young ladies competing for a county title. Here's a 2-2. Giles grounds it to short, and I don't know what Alicia was waiting on. They'll make the same play again. Force out at third from shortstop for out number two, and runners will still be at first and second, and that'll bring up Brianna Swain. So two are out, two are on, top of the second. That one's outside to Brianna, 1-0. Brianna steps in again. That one almost hit her. 2-0. The 2-0 pitch to Brianna Swain. That one's across there, a little inside, but it caught the corner, 2-1. So I mentioned a lot of people here today, but we still got room for you. Come on out to the ball field. Watch some of these young ladies compete. And there's a swing and a miss by Swain, 2-2 now. So the Tigers got the first two on and have yet to advance them. They've had two force plays, and now Brianna Swain, last player in the order with a 2-2 count. And that is called strike three. Good pitch from Gardner, and Childersburg's threat will end in the second inning. We will go to the bottom of inning number two as Siliconga will come to the plate. And we are scoreless on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Have you been in a car accident? That soreness and stiffness can set in fast. At Broadway Spinal Care, we work with all major motor vehicle insurance providers, and in many cases, your care may cost you nothing out of pocket. Our goal is to help you heal quickly so you can get back to feeling like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start your road to recovery.
Now is the perfect time to start your future at Central Alabama Community College. CAC's next mini term begins March 9th, giving you a fast, flexible way to earn college credit or start a new career path. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Talladega, and Prattville, CAC offers affordable classes designed to fit your schedule. Don't wait for fall. Get started this spring. Apply online today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success.
Welcome back to the Talladega County Softball Tournament. Dave McCurley here with you on a lovely Saturday. No score, bottom of the second. Silicaga coming to the plate. They'll deal with Jade Landers of Childersburg. And she'll face Sydney Royster, Timber Grogan, and Annalise Crow due up here for the Lady Aggies in the inning number two. That one's high and away as well, 2-0 now to Sydney Royster. That one's inside, 3-0. So for the second straight inning, Jay Landers is one pitch away from walking the leadoff batter on four pitches. Let's see if she can't come across here to Royster. And she misses inside and high. And for the second straight inning, the Aggies have the leadoff person on with a base on balls. That'll bring up Timber Grogan, first baseman for Coach Davis. No score here, bottom of the second inning. Taraji Jones way in at third, expecting a bunt here. She'll slap it over Taraji's head, but that will slice foul out of play. 0-1. The winner of this game will turn right around and play the winner of the game going on behind us, Mumford and B.B. Comer. That pitch misses, 1-1 to Timber Grogan. Jade Landers in the circle. Now Grogan will call time and go talk to her coach, Tara Davis. We'll get set to go again. As I mentioned, big crowd for both of these teams. Also a huge crowd for Mumford and B.B. Comer, who's hosting this tournament. And the 1-1 pitch to Timber Grogan. Run on first, no outs. That one way high and outside, and it's 2-1. And at some time point in time, walks are going to come back to get you. Don't need to give no more free passes. Here's the 2-1. Boy, and she helped us out, did Timber. She swung at ball three, but now it's 2-2. Runner at first is Sydney Royster. There's nobody out here in the bottom of the second inning. No score. Silicaga and Childersburg. Here's Grogan for the Aggies with a 2-2 count. And Jade gets her swinging, and a foul tip is going to be a strikeout, the first one of the game for Jade Landers. Nice pitch by the Tiger. So that's out number one. That'll bring up Annalise Crow, who is the DP today for the Aggies. She fouls one down that right field line. It'll stay in play, but nobody can get to it. And it's 0-1. Couldn't ask for better weather. About 70 degrees right now. Little breeze. Swing and a miss at a high pitch. Jade got her to chase something, and it's 0-2 to Annalise Crow. The 0-2 pitch popped up back my way. And it'll stay 0-2. There's just something about coming to the ballpark and you smell that grill. You got hot dogs, hamburgers. They got all kind of stuff here for you. Nachos, people selling pork skins and popcorn. And the 0-2 pitch is grounded down to Maddie. She'll go to second, and she made a bad throw because she was sitting on her rear end. She made the stop, but just couldn't connect with Brianna at second base. And now runners are on first and second for the Aggies with one out. And that'll bring up the eighth batter in the order. And a dangerous Malaya Bryant. When you got her batting eight, yeah, she can run, she can slap, she can hit. That one's outside, 1-0. The Tigers getting in a little fix here in the bottom of the second inning. Both of these teams playing for their tournament lives in the loser's bracket. Childersburg losing to Fayetteville, 1-0. Sylacauga losing to Lincoln. That pitch is outside, and it's 2-0 to Malaya. Got to come in here, and she's going to be waiting on it. I think she's got to see a good pitch here, and that one's way outside, and it's 3-0. Got a feeling that if we walk Malaya or she reaches, you're going to see Coach Mazzell go out there and maybe just talk with Jade and find out if she's okay. But here's the 3-0. There's a strike, 3-1. Malaya stood there and never moved. The 3-1 popped up on the infield. That's a break for us. And Brianna, nobody's going to put it away. Can we get one at third? We can. We got lucky there. Are they going to call her safe? Oh, my goodness. Safe at third, and that should be an infield fly rule. And Coach Cam Mazzell is going to go out and talk to his team, and rightfully so, but isn't there not an infield fly rule? Yeah, Malaya's going to be out, okay. I thought so, but the runners ran on their own free will when the ball hit the ground, and I thought we had a chance to get Sydney Royster at third. The reason is we did not tag her at that time. It was not a forced play. So I understand now. And that's going to bring up Maddie Gardner, the ninth person in the lineup. We're runners at second and third with two outs now. Down at second is Annalise Crow. Over at third is Sydney Royster. And a 1-0 count on Maddie Gardner. She pops one up. Can we get to it? Kelsey races in from center field and makes the catch. And the Aggies are turned away in inning number two. Nice job by Coach Cam Mazzell, who is celebrating a birthday today, to go out and get his team just settled down after that misplay there in the infield. We'll go to the top of the third. We'll take another Childersburg Parks and Recreation timeout. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network with no score.
For decades, the Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department has provided programs, sports, clubs, and events for all ages in and around the Coosa Valley. Activities all year round and the opportunities for you and your family member to be involved are endless. The Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department is here for you and your community.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
We Well, we'll go to the top of the third. Childersburg has not scored now. And going on eight innings after a five-inning affair with Fayetteville that they lost in the fifth inning on a top-of-the-fifth solo home run by Taylor Hammonds of Fayetteville. They lose 1-0, and here we haven't scored yet either. So they've been eight innings now without scoring, and they've got the right person to try to get them in that boat, and that is Maddie Brooks will come to the plate to lead things off in the top of the third. It'll be Maddie Brooks, Kelsey Kelly, and Deanna Swain here. We got to get something going against Maddie Gardner and the Lady Aggies. Loser of this game, their tournament hopes are done. Maddie squared like she wanted to bunt. Took ball one high. If she ever lays one down in the infield pretty much anywhere, you're just about not going to throw her out. That one's high, 2-0. She has just got so much plate awareness, good eye. She's patient. She's just an all-around good ball player. And Maddie Gardner with a 2-0 pitch. She does square the bunt, and it is fair. They're going to have they'll never throw her out. You just use that speed, girl, and she laid one down. Royster was in, made a good play, picked it up. I thought she was going to let it roll foul, but the problem with that is if you let that thing roll for a long time and it never goes foul, Maddie Brooks is going to be on second. So now she's at first with a bunt single, and that'll bring up Kelsey Kelly, who flied out to second her first time. She wants to bunt, and now she's not going to have to because Maddie Brooks just stole second base with a Pete Rose head dive in the second. Good throw by Darby, and the tag was there, but just about a half step late. So now Chillsburg's got Maddie at second with nobody out for Kelsey. She won't be bunting now. And there's a strike. I think it's 1-1. I think that first pitch was a ball. Infield kind of in for Sylacauga, except for its shortstop. That one bounced up there, gets away from Darby, and to third base goes Maddie Brooks. So a stolen base, a bunt hit, a stolen base, and a pass ball. Now Maddie Brooks is at third with nobody out, and you just got to get her home. I mean, in a scoreless game, you're struggling to score runs. We just got to put the ball in play here. And there it is. Fly ball out to right field. That's going to be caught, but there's no way they're going to throw Maddie Brooks out at the plate. She walks in, and the game is not scoreless anymore. Sacrifice fly for Kelsey Kelly and an RBI, and the Tigers lead it 1-0. Lady Aggies are the home team, so... And I will remind folks that they do have these games on 75 minutes, an hour and 15 minutes. And that's really, who knows if if Childersburg could have come back against Fayetteville last night. There's a strike to Deanna Swain. You know, that game ended in the fifth inning because of time in a 1-0 game. And, you know, we couldn't do anything with Lauren Cook in the circle. So we'll see if we can hold on to this today. There's a ground ball by Deanna Swain, and they throw it away at first base from third base. Deanna rounds first. She's going to head to second, and she is there with one out. Error on Sydney Royster over at third. She played it perfectly, just couldn't connect with the throw. And now the Tigers have another runner in scoring position for Taraji Jones. A lot of difference between one and two. It'd be nice to get that other run in here. Top of the third we play. Here's Taraji. Boy, she had a good cut and fouled it back into the backstop. 0-1. I tell you, I've seen her hit some mammoth shots out of the park at Childersburg and here last week. And that one's slow and outside, and it's 1-1. Deonna Swain at second on the air. The Tigers get one earlier on the sacrifice fly. They lead it 1-0. Taraji takes an inside strike, and that call has been made every game with Marvin Gamble behind the plate. He's consistent with it, and it's 1-2. Oh, my goodness. That pitch was at her ankles, and she got called out on strikes. That is not a good call right there. And Cam Mazzell is going to come in and talk to our home plate umpire. That was not good. And I think he knows it. But it's not going to change. There's two outs in the inning, and that's going to bring up Addison Giles, who was hit by a pitch her first time. And Taraji strikes out looking. That's the second strikeout of the game for Maddie Gardner for Sylacauga. And in steps Addie with two outs and Deonna Swain at second. There's a strike, 0-1. Ripped to shortstop. Lena Bryant will throw her out at first base, and that'll do it for the Tigers in the top of the third. They get one run, though. Maddie Brooks gets a hit, steals second, goes to third. Sacrifice fly home by Kelsey Kelly, and we lead it 1-0. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Cold weather is here, and it's not going away. So to keep your home cozy, you need to call Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. We're proud to provide safe, reliable propane services for homes and businesses across the Coosa Valley. As your local energy partner, we offer dependable delivery, affordable pricing, and hometown service you can trust all winter long. No worries, no runouts, just steady, comfortable heat when you need it most. Call Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative today or visit online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Welcome back to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Dave McCurley with you on a sun-drenched Saturday morning, afternoon, whatever you want to call it. The Aggies got the top of the order coming up here in the bottom of the third. They trail our Tigers 1-0. And they've got the top of the order. Kelby Darby up there with a 1-0 count against Jay Landers. Swing and a miss. 1-1. It'll be Darby, Hathcock, and Harris. Darby got on a four-pitch walk her first time. And it's 1-1 to her now. The pitch, high and away, 2-1. One to nothing. Tigers lead the Lady Aggies. The 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. That was late by Darby. She was trying to lace one down that third base line and get a running start. She's bat left-handed, and she come up empty. 2-2. She fouls this one back into the screen. We'll do it again. As I mentioned, a big crowd out here today, but still room for everybody. Come on out here. As the Aggies leading things off here in the bottom of the third, they trail Childersburg 1-0. Here's Darby with a 2-2 count. Called strike three over the outside part of the plate. And that is Jade Landers' second strikeout of the game. First looking And that's one out here in the bottom of the third. Kenley Hathcock will step in and take ball one. I think Mumford is going to advance, play the winner of this game. They lead B.B. Comer 8-0 over behind me. A little ground ball. Taraji will never throw out Kenley. She bobbled it one time. And I must be honest with you, you just about have to have a hit right there, because I really think if she comes up clean with it, I don't know that she throws out Kenley anyway. First hit of the game for the Lady Aggies. There's a high fly ball to deep center field. Kelsey Kelly's back there. She makes a catch. Tagging at first and going to second is Kenley Hathcock. So there are two outs here in the bottom of the third. And that'll bring up Elena Bryant. If you're wondering, this Talladega County softball tournament being played out at the Donald Comer Complex, being hosted by B.B. Comer. If you don't know where that is, go to Twin Street, go all the way down by the old First Free Will Baptist Church, and you'll see it. Here's Elena Bryant with a runner at second and two outs in a 1-0 Childersburg lead. And there is strike one to Elena Bryant. Boy, I thought for a minute that that ball from Brooklyn had a chance to get out of here. And fortunate for the Tigers, it was about 4 or 5 feet short. And there's one deep to left field. And running and making the catch out in left field for the Tigers is Addison Giles. She saved one, maybe two runs there. And the Tigers preserve their one-run lead. We'll go to the top of the fourth inning with the Tigers coming to the plate. And you are listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network on Kix 100.3.
Big changes are happening at the Coosa Pines Mill. We are now Domtar. We've united the legacies of paper excellence, Resolute Forest Products, and Domtar into one strong brand. While we have a new name, it's still the same trusted people, the same high-quality products, and the same dedication to the communities where we live and work. For roughly 200 years, our mills have been leading the way in sustainable forestry and innovative solutions, and we're just getting started. Domtar, we are the fiber for the future. Visit domtar.com to learn more.
Don't let the pain slow you down. Hi, it's Ben Donahue at Donahue Physical Therapy. Our patients get one-on-one attention from our dedicated team about getting you back to your normal way of life after an injury. Whether you're recovering from surgery or managing chronic pain, Donahue Physical Therapy will create a plan that works for you. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy in downtown Sylacauga.
Welcome back to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Dave McCurley with you as Sylacauga and our Childersburg Lady Tigers doing battle here in the top of the fourth. Childersburg with a one-run lead, 1-0. And the winner of this game probably going to be playing against Mumford. And as Mumford is defeating B.B. Comer pretty well over here behind me. We'll lead things off with Alicia McKinney. It'll be McKinney, Lexi Smith, and Madison Latasse, and that's strike one to Alicia. She got on last time on a little infield single. We could use the same. We got two runners on to start the second inning. Couldn't do anything with them. We push one across in the third, though, and we lead it 1-0. There's a little ground ball down toward the pitcher. It's going to be tough, and they don't get her again. She has legged out two now at first base. That is just absolute speed. That thing came off of the end of the bat and just kind of in a circular motion spun out to the pitcher. And Maddie Gardner couldn't get it and get it to first in time. And here comes Lexi Smith. Lexi last time got on a fielder's choice. She's wanting to bunt, and the ball gets away from the catcher and going to second is Alicia. So a 1-0 count. Ball got by Darby behind the plate for the Aggies, and Tigers at it again here in the fourth inning. They've only been able to squeeze one across here. We've had runners on base in every inning. Boy, that was a good swing by Lexi Smith, but she come up empty. One ball, one strike now. On the Tiger catcher. Here's the pitch from Gardner. Same pitch, same result. Another good swing by Lexi. She's just on top of it a little bit. And it's one ball and two strikes now. Madison Latasse, who hit into a fielder's choice, is next. They hit it to Royster at third. They'll pull her off the base at first. Lexi is safe. Going to third is going to be Alicia McKinney, and the Tigers have runners at the corners now with nobody out. And that is the second error in as many innings on Sylacauga's infield. That'll bring up Latasse. Latasse squaring the bunt. Draws back, takes a strike. Down to second will go Lexi Smith. Well, actually, it'll be Micaiah Mack running for her as a speed-up runner, with Lexi being the catcher. So runners at second, third with nobody else. A chance for the Tigers to push a couple more across here. That one's inside and low. 1-1. You know, the Tigers really hadn't sprayed it everywhere all day either. That's just their third hit, and they've all been infield hits. And there's a ground ball foul down toward third. It'll be 1-2 now on Madison Latasse. Nobody out. You got Latasse and then Brianna Swain. And then you'll go back to the top of the order with Maddie Brooks. So a hit here really could do some damage for the Tigers. Runners at second and third. Nobody out. That one's outside, 2-2 to Latasse. Good eye at the plate. The 2-2 pitch, called strike three. That's been on the inside corner, and I have to say that's probably not a strike, but it has been consistently called this whole tournament. Actually, and that'll be out number one here in the fourth inning. That'll bring up Brianna Swain. Now, Brianna's one of these girls, too. She's not going to hit for power, but if she hits it on the ground, you better come up chunking quick, because she can absolutely run like a deer. And she's looking at her signals from Coach Mazzell, who is celebrating a birthday today. She squares the bunt, lays it out in front of the plate, and they're not going to get anybody. And Alicia's going to score. They try to go back to third behind her, and Alicia McKinney is coming home. So runners will be at first and second. They waited too long that you're not going to throw up Brianna Swain. So good speed still on the base pads, and you got Maddie Brooks coming to the plate. 2-0 Tigers now. And you really can't put her on here and load the bases for Kelsey Kelly, who's swinging a good bat. So now time being called by Sylacauga head coach Tara Davis. And their whole infield will talk about this, and so will Coach Cam Mazzell and his star pupil, Maddie Brooks. Couldn't have a better person at the plate right now. If you're the Tigers, she has struggled. She got a hit her last time, little infield bunt, and came around to score the game's first run. And now it's 2-0, and she's got a chance to kind of open this game up a little bit for the Tigers with a hit here. These are the situations where Maddie has been so good over her five-year career. Shaded to right field. She will try to bunt and bunts it foul. 0-1. Center fielder playing, Malaya Bryant playing almost all the way over into right center field. Right fielder close to the line, and boy, I mean, there is a hole in left center field. And if she hits it out there, and that one's high and away, 1-1 as she squared the bunt again. But boy, if she were to draw back and hit one over the shortstop's head, I believe it'd be close to clearing the base pads. Squared again. Ball gets away from the catcher. Runners move up to second and third, and it's a 2-1 count on Maddie Brooks. And now she don't have to really bunt. And I'm sure that Coach Cam Mazzell will have her swinging away now. Gardner in trouble in the circle here in the fourth inning. That one's outside, and it's 3-1. Now that you got first base open, I'm not a coach and don't want to be, but they're probably not going to give her anything to hit here. I'm first base open. I'm putting her on. The 3-1 pitch. She threw it inside, and Maddie hit it a ton, and it would be out of here, but it's going to be foul way out of the park, and it was almost caught. There's no fences down the foul lines here. And I tell you, looked like Natalie Molin out there was going to almost catch that thing almost all the way over to field three. So here we go, 3-2 now. Runners at second and third. Nobody out still. Excuse me, one out. Maddie hits another one. This one's going to be playable. And was she out? No, she was not. She didn't make the catch. I couldn't see for the dugout. So it's just a foul ball. Let's do it again. Maddie getting around on that pitch. Be very careful right here. If you're Maddie Gardner in the circle. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Runners at second and third in a 2-0 Tiger lead. Threatening for more. Maddie right down the first baseline. They'll step on first. That's a heck of a play. I mean, a bullet to Timber Grogan. She makes the play, but a run does score in the form of Lexi Smith. And it's 3-0 Tigers, and runner at third now, Brianna Swain. Two are out, though, here in the fourth inning. It's a little line looper out to second base, and Brooklyn Harris will throw out Kelsey Kelly, and that'll end the threat for the Chillsburg Tigers. However, they get a couple of hits. They score a couple of runs. They leave one on base. We'll go to the bottom of inning number four here at the Donald Comer Complex. Chillsburg leads it by a score of 3-0.
If you're dealing with pain, injury, or limited mobility, Donahue Physical Therapy in Sylacauga is here to help. Hi, I'm Ben Donahue. Our team provides personalized, hands-on care to help you recover and get moving again. With a welcoming environment and a focus on your goals, Donahue Physical Therapy offers real results with a personal touch so you can recover faster after an injury. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy in downtown Sylacauga.
Looking for a career that's both high quality and eco-friendly? INEOS in Childersburg has been leading the way since 2005, making top-level lubricants while staying committed to the environment. Be part of a team that's focused on real innovation and a better future. Ready to make a difference? Come by 100 Nippon Drive or visit the Talladega Career Center to apply. INEOS USA, where your career can help drive real change.
Back at the Donald J. Comer Complex, Talladega County Softball Tournament 2026. We are in the loser's bracket right now on both fields. Two fields being operable out here on this weekend. Childersburg now with a 3-0 lead over Sylacauga in the bottom of the fourth. Over on the field behind me, 11-1, Mumford over B.B. Comer. And leading things off for the Aggies will be Sydney Royster. Now, she got on a base on balls her first time and was stranded at third. She fouls one back our way, 0-1. The winner of these two games will play each other right here on field two. And field one will have the championship of the winner's bracket between Fayetteville and Lincoln. You can hear that game with Jacob Bassett over on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network on the app. If this game here, we're going to have to dig in deep to try to finish off the Aggies. 3-0, bottom of the fourth. That's ball again to Sydney. 2-1 now. Jade Landers has went the whole way. She's in the bottom of the fourth inning. She's give up one hit, and that was kind of a iffy hit. It was a ground ball by Kinley Hathcock that Taraji Jones bobbled. I don't know if she would have thrown her out anyway, and that one's fouled in the screen, 2-2 now on Royster. So if you were a professional scorer and you scored that an error, Jade hadn't give up a hit yet here in the fourth inning. Here's Royster with a 2-2 count. She bats fifth in the lineup for Coach Davis. High, 3-2. Jade run it full. These games have a 75-minute time limit until you get to the championship. There's a high fly ball out in the short center field. Coming in and making the catch for Childersburg is Kelsey Kelly. I tell you what, she has turned into what is a very good center fielder for Coach Cam Mazzell. That's one out here, and an important one, first one here in the bottom of the fourth, and that'll bring up left-handed hitting Timber Grogan, who struck out her first time. 3-0, Childersburg. She grounds one foul right at the on-deck circle, and Annalise Crow had to take quick action there. Getting rather warm now as we are approaching the midday mark. That one's fouled back into the screen, and it's 0-2 quickly on Timber Grogan. One out, nobody on, bottom of the fourth inning. Childersburg leads Sylacauga 3-0 here. And Jade Landers in the circle for the Tigers. That one's high, 1-2. That's a good waste pitch there, trying to get Grogan to swing at something out of the zone. The 1-2 pitch from Jade. Grounded right back at her. Nice stab by Jade Landers, and she'll throw her out to Deanna Swain at first base. Two down. Good play. That one was going back up the middle. I don't know if Brooks or Brianna Swain could have gotten to it and threw her out, but a good play by Jade Landers. Two outs now for Annalise Crow. Annalise reached on an error. She hit a dribbler in the deep pocket at shortstop, and Brooks went and got it, tried to get the force play on her, and threw it away because she's throwing from the seat of her britches. That one gets away from Jade Landers, 1-0. And I think Mumford has just defeated the B.B. Comer Tigers to eliminate Coach Curtis and the Tigers. There's a high fly ball on the infield. Calling for it is Maddie Brooks and making the catch. And the Aggies go 1-2-3 in the fourth. We'll go to the fifth inning. Childersburg leads it by a score of 3-0. As we go to the top of the fifth, you're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Need a gift? Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg has you covered. Their gift department is full of fun, unique finds for every occasion. Whether it's a birthday party, baby shower, or just because, stop by Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to 2. Shop anytime at ftmgifts.com. That's FTMGifts.com. Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg, the perfect place to find the perfect gift.
At First Bank of Alabama, we recognize that your busy life doesn't always have time to dedicate to banking decisions. That's why we have made it easier for you to do banking with a local Alabama community bank. Founded over 176 years ago, covering six counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama, we have the products, services, and people to help tailor your financial needs. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the Dom Tar, Tiger Sports Network. Dave McCurley with you. Top of the fifth we go, and I got a feeling this will likely be the last inning with time constraints. And Childersburg leads Sylacauga by a score of 3-0, and it'll be Deanna Swain, Taraji Jones, and Addison Giles to do battle against Maddie Gardner, and she starts Swain off with a ball outside. And I'm telling you, a lot of people here today, as should be. There's a strike, 21. But if you're standing out here, if you come to the ballpark and you can hear me, you're standing out in between these two fields that are being played, and you better keep your head up tight and keep your eyes open because fly balls and foul balls are coming at you. There's a high fly ball into left center field. Nobody will get to it. Rounding first and thinking about going to second, but stopping at first is Deanna Swain. And that one, you got to really score it as a hit because nobody came close to it, but that's really an error. Somebody should have had that ball for Sylacauga. But we'll take it, and Deanna Swain's on at first base, and here's Taraji. Now, let me tell you, she looked at a third strike back two innings ago that, I mean, was down around her shoe tops. And she got upset, and I never have seen her get upset before. That one's outside, 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Gardner. Squares the bunt, 2-0. They're going to try to steal, and Deanna Swain's going to be at second. Everybody moving on the infield. They were late getting to second. It wasn't a bad throw by Darby. And now the Tigers have another runner in scoring position. They've done that just about every inning but inning number one, and we've only played it three. See if we can get another insurance run here. 3-0. Top of the fifth inning. Taraji at the plate. And that one's outside, and they're going to try to steal Deanna at third, and she's going to be out. And give Darby a lot of credit there. And that's out number one here. In the fifth inning, Taraji will step back in. I think the count is 3-0 on her, yeah. That's unfortunate that you throw out a runner at third with nobody out. Three-0 pitch. She's just standing there. That's a strike. 3-1. Inside, and Taraji will get a walk. Here's Addison Giles, who has grounded out to shortstop and has also been hit by a pitch. And she'll have one runner on with one out here in the top of the fifth. Tigers lead it 3-0. Now, I think we're going to get a pinch runner for Taraji Jones. And I believe that may be, is that Dream Farrell? I'll check that here in just a moment. I don't think it's Haley Johnson, the only other person we could use. So we'll see. sure they'll send Taraji back out into the field, though. This is going to be the last inning, so that will cancel that runner on first after this inning is over. And there's a strike to Addison Giles. 0-1. One out, runner at first, in a 3-0 Childersburg lead, top of the fifth. Good swing. Well, she fisses it out to the pitcher's mound, and bless Maddie's heart, she could not. She got to it and then fell backwards, and Addison is going to be on first. Speed-up runner that I'm just yet to make out who that is on its second. I'll figure it out here in a minute. And that's going to bring up Alicia McKinney. Alicia has two hits today and a scored run. Now that runner being thrown out at third is really big. And there is a low pitch, ball one to McKinney. Gardner from the circle. She's went the whole way for the Aggies. She's done pretty well. That one's outside, 2-0. Well, I think if McKinney reaches, you may see a pitching change, because I think she's really kind of starting to give out a little gas here. She pitched yesterday one game, and now she's gone all five innings here in this one. Alicia squaring the bunt, takes high, and it's 3-0. So if you're Gardner, you have dug a hole here. In the fifth inning, you were helped out by Childersburg trying to steal third and was thrown out, but now runners at first and second with that one out and a 3-0 count on McKinney. And that one is nowhere near the plate, and the bases are going to be juiced full of Tigers with Lexi Smith coming to the plate, who's hit into a fielder's choice and reached on an error. So a hit and two walks in the inning, and an error has loaded the bases. Unfortunately, we had one thrown out trying to steal third. Ground ball, that's fair. That is a fair ball down the first baseline. One run in, two runs are in, and Addison Giles has got a double. Alexi Smith has got a double, scoring two runs, and now runners will be at second and third with only one out. Big hit for the Tigers, and they open it up to a 5-0 lead on the Aggies. You got Madison Latass and Brianna Swain. If one of them somehow gets on, you go back to the top of the order, and Maddie Brooks and Coach Davis is coming out to, I think, argue that call. That ball was clearly fair. It stayed inside the line all the way past the bag. I think her argument was once it got into foul territory down the right field line, there's no fence down there. I think two runs were going to score anyway, and I think the runners should be right where they are. It should be a ground rule double, and the runners should be at second and third. Play is safe. It is 5-0. And that'll bring up Madison Latast. Maddie today is hit into a fielder's choice, and she looked at a third strike. That one's inside. Ball one. If you're going to come out today, get you a nice soft drink from the concession stand, something good and cold, because it's starting to get warm. Jacob and I have we've shed these sweatshirts. There's a ground ball to third. They'll get Maddie at first, but another run will score in the form of Alicia McKinney. It is now 6-0, Tigers. But there are two outs in the inning. Moving to third is Lexi Smith. seventh batter to come to the plate this inning for the Tigers, Brianna Swain. She takes ball one. And I know Coach Davis is really trying to let Maddie Gardner get out of this, but it's really has gotten away this inning. The Tigers now lead it 6-0. And I'm sure this is the last inning of this game, time-wise. Brianna lays one down, and it's foul. It's 1-1. Tell you one thing, if she puts one on the ground and you don't pick it up as soon as it hits the ground, she's passed first. I've always said Maddie Brooks can really motor, but I honestly believe this girl right here might be the fastest girl on the team. She can play. Here she is with a 1-1 count, runner at third and two outs. That's a strike, 1-2. Maddie Gardner to Brianna Swain. There's that slow off-speed pitch outside, 2-2. Runner at third's Lexi Smith. The Tigers have plated three here and kind of opened it up. They on a 6-0 lead over the Aggies. Swing and a miss by Brianna, and that will do it for the Tigers in the fifth. However, they get two hits, a couple of walks, an error on the infield, and one left on base, but we score three times. Childersburg will go to the bottom of the fifth, and I do believe this will be the last inning for the Aggies, and they trail the Tigers by a score of 6-0. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Okay, babe, this new home insurance, I'm bugging out.
Why did you say bugging? And why are you bugging?
I don't know what I'm doing. Why aren't you bugging?
Because I just need a State Farm agent. That's what they do. They help people understand their insurance and not bug out about it. And they're like there when you need them. Now quit bugging and say the jingle.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm insurance agent Ron Carroll on Highway 280 next to Subway in Childersburg.
Cold weather rolls into Alabama. Make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Donald J. Comer Softball Complex heading Sylacauga out at the end of Twin Street. Come on out if you want. County tournament being hosted by B.B. Comer, and we're in the bottom of the fifth here. There's a line drive by Malaya Bryant, and she's going to get on as Brianna had it in the end of her glove. It came out, and by the time she got to it, Malaya Bryant was already on first, so they'll score that a hit, I guess. And Maddie Gardner will come to the plate. Well, one on and nobody out. The Tigers lead this 6-0, and just got a feeling that this is going to be the last inning time-wise. Only 75 minutes, an hour and 15 minutes for each one of these games. Well, that one got away from Jade, and it also got away from Lexi, and down to second will go Malaya Bryant. 6-0. Childersburg over Sylacauga as we play in the bottom of the fifth. Loser of this game is ousted from the tournament. B.B. Comer just got their tournament hopes stopped. There's a strike, 2-1 to Maddie Gardner, 1-1, and B.B. Comer was defeated by Mumford, the winner of this game, which right now looking a lot like Childersburg, will play Mumford right after here. And the championship of the winner's bracket about to take place behind us, and that's Fayetteville and Lincoln. There's a ground ball to Taraji, and she made the wrong decision. She tried to get Malaya, and now they got her in a rundown, and she's going to score. And going all the way to third is going to be Maddie Gardner. And the Tigers are throwing the ball around here. And I think you're probably going to see, or at least hear, Coach Cam Mazzell say something to his team. He calls timeout and comes to the circle. As the Tigers now lead it 6-1, runner at third with no outs, and now the top of the order back up there with Kelby Darby, and then Hathcock and Harris. If you get to them, you don't want to give runs away. And that time, Taraji saw Malaya Bryant coming to third on the ground ball. She tried to tag her, missed her. She should have went to first and took the out. And we didn't get anything, and now Malaya Bryant has scored, and over at third is Maddie Gardner with the top of the order due up now. Nobody out here in the fifth inning. Kelby Darby at the plate. I think they're going to run for Gardner over at third. As the Aggies trail still by five. Jay Lander's gone the whole way. Darby takes ball one. Really would like to let her finish it if you're Coach Cam Mazzell. The 1-0 pitch to the leadoff batter for Silicaga. That one's away too. 2-0. Jacob Bassett about to get ready over on the Coosa Pines Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network. As the Wolves and the Golden Bears in the championship of the winner's bracket, and there is ball three to Kelby Darby. And the longer you let this inning go on, the worse it's going to get. Aggies are trying to get back into it, and the Tigers need an out here. Nobody out in the bottom of the fifth. And on four pitches, she walks Kelby Darby, and that's just not good news. You got a 6-1 lead, and I think Jade has pitched her last batter. That's going to do it for Jade Landers. We'll step aside, and we're going to come back, and we'll see who Childersburg's new pitcher is going to be in just a moment on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Hello, I'm Chris Roberts, worship leader at First Baptist in Childersburg. God's love reaches people through fellowship, and at First Baptist, we have many ways and times for you and your family to experience that love and fellowship. Our Sundays start with Sunday school at 9:15 and worship service at 10:20. Our praise team meets at 4 with Sunday evening worship at 5. Wednesdays, our Next Gen Kids praise team is at 5, and we have Bible study for all ages at 6. Come and enjoy this love and fellowship in 2026 at First Baptist in Childersburg and experience something new.
Well, the Tigers will go to their ace, Maddie Brooks, to try to close things out here against Silicaga. Silicaga has scored one here in the bottom of the fifth. They've got runners at the corners with nobody out. And a couple of strong hitters coming up there in Kenley Hathcock, Brooklyn Harris, and Elena Bryant, the heart of their order. And Childersburg leads it 6-1. This will definitely be the last inning, I do believe, time-wise. So trying to close it out here is Maddie Brooks, and first person she's going to deal with is Kenley Hathcott. Now, I'm sure Kenley will be taking and will allow the runner at first to go down to second. If we could somehow throw her out, I'd trade an out for a run here. And Maddie set to deal to Kenley. That's a strike. They'll go down to second, don't get her, and don't get her at home. We wanted to throw it back to Maddie real fast, and we lost control of the ball, and it is 6-2. And now another runner in scoring position is Darby down at second base, and a 0-1 count on Kenley Hathcock. Now you allow Kenley to play her game and kind of slap at a ball here. She reached last time like that. We need an out. She slaps it down towards short, and the runner got in the vision of the shortstop, Latast, and it's going to go into left center field. Darby will score. Now Kenley Hathcock at first, and there's still nobody out, and it's 6-3. I'll be honest with you. If Latask fields that ball cleanly, they don't throw out Hathcock, but they might could have gotten Darby going to third. Now here's the dangerous Brooklyn Harris. She pops one up on the infield, helps us out, and Deanna Swain at first base is going to run in and put it away. That's a big, big first out here in inning number five. So that'll bring up Elena Bryan. Elena has popped up to short and left field. She drove one deep to left field just a few moments ago. And there's strike one from Maddie Brooks to Elena. Elena certainly got home run power. Sydney Royster waits to hit next. The 0-1 pitch to Elena Bryant. She wanted that high pitch and laid off of it. One ball, one strike. So you got Hathcock down at first, one out, in a 6-3 Childersburg lead. Maddie Brooks trying to close it out for Jay Landers, and that one's high and gets away from the catcher and down to second. We'll go Hathcock. And I'll tell you, that one, Lexi had no chance on that one. That one was way high. It got away from Maddie Brooks. And now it's 2-1 on Brooklyn Harris, and if you walk her, that one's fouled away. I was going to say, if you walk her, you bring the potential tying run to the plate. 6-3. Runner at second is Kenley Hathcock. There is one out, and now a 2-2 count on Elena Bryant. Maddie Brooks in the circle, ready to throw. Drilled down that third baseline, but foul. Championship of the winner's bracket about to take place behind me. If you want to listen, go over to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network on the Fayetteville app. Go to Special Channels 2 on the Radio Alabama app. Jacob Bassett will have that call here in just a moment. That one drilled down that left field line again. I think he may be having trouble getting on. Are you having trouble getting on, Jacob? Try to help him out here in a minute, but we're in a fix over here. 6-3, Elena Bryant with a 2-2 count. Here's Maddie Brooks. Lifted out in the left field, and coming in and making the catch is Addison Giles. I didn't think anybody was going to get to that one, and that's a big second out here in the fifth inning. Here's Royster. She's the last hope for the Aggies. I got automation. That one's high and away. They're going to try to steal third, and I think we got her. No, they're going to call her safe. How is she safe? Throw beater there, the tag beater. And that is just, I don't know about that one. And Cam Mazzell is going to come out and argue that call. I don't think it's going to make any difference. Thank you. the call is, or the challenge is to no avail, but I think Cam let him know he wasn't a fan of that call. Royster at the plate. There are two outs. That run in a 6-3 game, it should have been the last out, but let's get the batter here and don't worry about it. Royster today has walked and flied out. And there's a strike, and it's 1-1. One. 1-1 pitch from Matty Brooks to Royster. Here it comes. Swing and a miss, 1-2, and the Aggies are down their last strike, and the Tigers trying to kick them out of the Talladega County Tournament. Swing and a miss, and there it is. Maddie comes in and slams the door on the Aggies after they score three in the fifth inning, and that'll do it for the Tigers in this ball game. And the Aggies are eliminated from the Talladega County Tournament.